Hello, and welcome to the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative to record America's family history in sound. Oral histories are one of the most personal and rewarding ways to preserve family stories. The Tell Me a Story sessions are 45-minute interviews between two people with the assistance of a trained facilitator. Participants will receive a compact disc with the full interview. A copy will be archived at the Midwest Genealogy Center and, with permission, later made available to the public. And now, another story.
Today is June 4th, 2016, and my name is Sora Gina Rochelle Mercer. I am a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter in Kansas City, Missouri. I am here today with Golden Soror Virginia Potts Jones, who is a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter, Kansas City, Missouri. The title Golden means Sora Virginia has met the 50-year milestone of membership in the sorority. We are here today to learn about her story as a woman of our illustrious Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. Sora Virginia, let's begin with you telling something about your beginning. When and where were you born?
I was born in West Point, Georgia, July 4th, 1934. My parents were Nora and Jim Potts. My mother was a great lady. She was greatly admired in my hometown of West Point, Georgia. She was director of a daycare center for over 50 years, affectionately called Miss Nora. She was very active in her church, Keenan Memorial Methodist Church, the Women's Civic League. She was a Girl Scout leader, board member of Goodwill Industries, and many, many more. When anyone ran for office in my small hometown, blacks or whites, they would consult my mother first. She was the pulse of West Point, Georgia. If she didn't think they could make it, they wouldn't run. I had two brothers. The older one is deceased. The other brother is 2 years younger, and he lives in West Point with his family. He is a retired teacher, principal, and when the schools in West Point were integrated, he became the first black principal. My husband, Curtis, is a man of many talents and trades. He just does it all. He has a bachelor's degree from Jackson State University, a master's from the University of Northern Colorado, an Ed Specialist degree from the University of Missouri at Kansas City, and he taught industrial arts, was vice principal of several high schools, and principal of the Kansas City Technical Center, now known as Manual. And he was also principal for a year at Van Horn High School. He is a 50-year-plus member of Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity.
Could you tell us more about your brothers and their careers?
My brother was a graduate of Mississippi Valley State University. Donald Stanley Potts was his name. And I worked at that time at Mississippi Valley State, and I was able to get a scholarship for him. So he was able to come out there to Mississippi and graduate from Mississippi Valley. He lived in LaGrange, Georgia, and Griffin, Georgia, for a short period of time, and worked for the Troop County Schools. He is now, as I indicated, retired and is in poor health. So when I go to the Boulay in Atlanta this summer, I plan to visit with Donald and his family. I'd like to talk a little about my grandparents, because at the time my grandparents, their success came at a time when blacks had few opportunities in the late 1800s and the early 1900s. My grandfather, Dr. Daniel L. Corr, was the first black surgeon in Troup County, Georgia. His practice was in LaGrange, Georgia, which is approximately 15 miles from my hometown of West Point. He received his high school diploma from Tuskegee Normal and Industrial Institute, now Tuskegee University, I think. And his diploma was signed by Booker T. Washington and George Washington Carver. I have that diploma at my house. His medical degree was from the University of Brooklyn, from Brooklyn's Medical School in New York. And my grandmother was a cosmetologist, and she received her training in New York also. Her clients were mostly whites. Now, this is in the early 1900s. 1920, and this was really unheard of at that time. I have one daughter, Kimberlyn, and one son, Curtis Jr. We call him Cal. I'm really proud of both of my children. Kim is a graduate of the University of Missouri at Columbia, and recently received her executive MBA from Rockhurst University in Kansas City. She is a loan officer for the Economic Development Corporation of Kansas City. She is an AKA and a member of Beta Omega Chapter. My son Cal is a graduate of Kansas University School of Architecture. He lives in Chicago and works for Solomon Cordwell and Ben's architectural firm. Cal also is a member of Kappa Alpha Psi. I'd like to include some of my grandkids too, mention my grandkids, Kiara and AC, or Curtis Jr. Kiara will be a junior next year at the University of Missouri at Columbia, majoring in international business. Kiara goes to Madrid, Spain, in a couple of weeks for her international studies. AC will be a junior at Pembroke Hill High School this coming fall. Is their star basketball player. He is in his second year playing AAU basketball for the Mocan team. That's a team composed of high school students in Missouri and Kansas.
Sir, Virginia, what college did you attend, and what was your major, and when did you graduate?
I attended Kentucky State College, university now. I majored in business education, and I graduated in 1955. I received my MBA from the University of Northern Colorado in 1961.
And what is your occupation?
I'm a retired business education teacher from the Kansas City, Missouri School District.
And while at Kentucky, while you attended school at Kentucky State, what were some of your activities that you took part in?
I was a member of the choir, and that's a big joke because I couldn't sing. And I had friends who were music majors, and the choir director went on vacation, And when he came back, I was a member of the choir. The assistant choir director was able to take the information that my friends gave him and put me on the list as second soprano. That was very interesting. My main reason was to not wear a hat to vesper. If you remember the choir, you didn't have to wear a hat to vesper. So that's why I ended up being in the choir. I also was, I played basketball, and I was a member of the business group. The basketball led me to receive, in 2008, I became a member of the Basketball Hall of Fame for Kentucky State University.
Could you give us a little more detail about your basketball career and what all entailed was a vesper?
I played basketball. At this time, the rules of basketball have changed since the early 50s. We played half court, and it evolved to a roving guard and forward. You had two dribbles. Now you have unlimited dribbling, and the girls play full court, and they play with the same size ball. At that time, we played with a smaller ball. So we had groups like the boys did from universities like Tennessee State. We played Tennessee State. We played Central State, Wilberforce, West Virginia State, Bluefield State. There are several others on the list. But I played forward, and we won quite a few games. And after 50 years, they decided that they would put me into the Athletic Hall of Fame, and I'm quite grateful to that and appreciative of that. Vespers was a on Sunday afternoon, we had to attend church. It was actually a church service, and it was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we all had to wear hats, and I did not like to wear a hat. I had one that hurt my head when I wore that particular hat, so I decided I had to do something about that, and that's how I became a member of the choir.
When did you become a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, and what led you to become an AKA?
I became a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha in the spring of 1954, Beta Zeta chapter. I became a friend of several AKAs and was somewhat influenced by all of them. Also, I cleaned an apartment for an AKA, and all I saw was pink and green everywhere. And I said to myself one day I'm going to be an AKA, and I'm going to have pink and green in my dorm room. And it happened. I became interested in Alpha Kappa Alpha because at the end of every semester, there was a posting of grade point averages for sororities and fraternities. The AKAs always led the list. And I liked that. So I wanted to be a part of that. So I became an AKA, and the other semesters that I was there, we topped the list in grade point averages. We were known as the smart girls.
Well, on the graduate level, as well as in your undergraduate level, what offices and or titles have you held within Alpha Kappa Alpha?
I did not hold an office on the undergraduate level. As I said, I became a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha in the spring of 1954. In 1955, I did my student teaching at Central High School in Louisville, Kentucky. So I really felt that I did not have the time to hold an office. And incidentally, Muhammad Cassius Clay was around during that time. And incidentally, he passed away last night or yesterday. And I had one of the teachers, my supervising teacher at Central High School, was also a soror. And I was just really, I admired her. So I decided that I would stay. I was thinking about getting out of business education. I wanted to go the route of an accountant or whatever, but she impressed me, so I decided I would stay in the education area. So that's how I started teaching. And on the graduate level, I served as Pecunius Grammatus and Tammy Okus. I served as chair of the nominating committee for I don't know how many years. I was Tammy Okus and chair of the finance committee during the 1970 Boule that was held in Kansas City. Soror Dorothy Newman was bachelor's of Beta Omega at that time. So those were the only offices that I held in the sorority.
How has AKA impacted your life?
I've been more service-oriented. Being an AKA has caused me to be more sisterly, more caring for people. I have helped a lot of people and been quite a service to my church. And it has really made me a better person, I think.
And would you say the same that AKA, or how has AKA influenced your career?
Well,
what impact has it had on your career?
The example that I gave you about wanting to go the route of being an accountant, and I did serve as an assistant accountant at Mississippi Valley State. My first year of working, I was secretary to the registrar at Jackson State. And then I went from Jackson State to Mississippi Valley. But I didn't really want to, teach. But she encouraged me to stay in that area. So when I got a chance to, I went back to graduate school. And then when I came back from graduate school, I started my teaching career. And it was probably because of my supervising instructor when I did my student teaching.
What have been some of your contributions to community service, career, or volunteer services?
I worked for years with Meals on Wheels, a program representing my church. And I wrote all the checks for the people that took meals to the individuals, and that was maybe 10, 12 years. And I was a part of the beginning of the Upper Room program, and that began in 1999 at St. Louis Church as a summer school program with the help of Swope Carter Renaissance. And it has expanded now, and they have several locations around Kansas City. I also helped organize Shepherd's Center of the Swope Carter. It's now, the office now is in Swope, the Church of God in Christ, I think, on Swope Parkway. Also, I played a role in the beginning of the Senior Citizens Nutrition Site, which was in our parish, and it has now moved, the second year now, at St. Therese. I also helped with the food pantry at St. Louis Church. And fortunately, I was responsible for the reason that we were able to contribute from the Connection Committee when we collected canned goods, and we were able to give those to St. Louis. And there have been 3 or 4 sorors who have died. And I was able to give some of their personal belongings to some needy people. When Dorothy Newman, first when Albertine Hadley passed, I gave her clothes to needy people. Joanne Cooper passed, and I did the same. I was in charge of getting rid of her personal belongings, and they were all given to the church pantry and closet, and as well as Dorothy Newman's things. And there are other organizations that I took care of an older lady for about 3 years. There was a nun who was a part of St. Louis Parish who moved to the her mother, I guess you would call her mother house, and asked me if I would take care of this lady and bring her to church. I did. I did her banking. I did her shopping. I did everything for her. She could walk, but not very well. And I did her. I took her to her appointments for her doctor appointments. And when she went in a nursing facility, I visited with her and took care of everything. She finally passed away. And there were only two people other than her family at the funeral. That was Father Egan, a father from St. Louis, and I attended her funeral.
Of the three sorors, Hadley, Sora Cooper, and Sora Newman, whom you mentioned as Ivy Beyond the Walls, were they members of Beta Omega Chapter?
They were all members of Beta Omega Chapter. They embraced me when I first came to Kansas City. Hadley taught home economics at Central High School. My first position was business ed teacher at Central. And she encouraged me to come to sorority meetings. I did. And during that time, Dorothy Newman moved in two blocks away from me. My husband went by one day, and her husband was building something, and he told them it wasn't right. So they met that, and he said his wife was an AKA, Frank Newman did. And my husband said, well, my wife's an AKA. So that's how Dorothy and I met. And we were really close, and every organization Dorothy was a member of, she tried to get me to be a member of. I couldn't keep up the pace. And she was a very good person. She would do anything for you, and I would do anything for her. I was at her bedside when she passed. I also was at Joanne Cooper's bedside. She was on life support, and the doctors called me in and asked me if I would tell them what she would want, and I did.
And I want to thank you also, Sara Virginia, for coming and being there for me and my family during the transition of my legacy, Sara Montiel Mercer. I greatly appreciate your service and of your time. So at this point, I'd like for you to just think, because I know you have many over your 50 years of service, what was your most memorable AKA moment?
I think my most memorable moment was when my daughter became an AKA, Kimberlyn. That was the beginning of our family vacation times. Her husband was a Kappa. My husband and son were Kappas. And the Boulets became our vacation time. And I think we've missed only a few Boulets since 1990. From 1990 through 2014, we did not attend the last one. But we missed only maybe two or three since 1990. We would all pack up and take our time, and we would just have fun. And we would go sightseeing when we were at the Boulé, and we would visit old friends in whatever city we were in, and we just had fun. And we were able to do this until we even did this together after her divorce from her husband. And she had a friend who was an alpha at the time, so that made it kind of interesting. So we had fun.
What advice do you have for sorors starting out in Alpha Kappa Alpha?
My advice would be, I certainly hope that they did not become an AKA because of of being an AKA, they just wanted to be an AKA. You know, I've always wanted to be an AKA. I think you should want to be a member because of what you can do to perpetuate the ideals of the sorority. Listen well, work hard, be sisterly, and to be of service as long as you can. It's gratifying. There are times when you can't attend meetings. Kim was unable to attend meetings last year with her dancing studio and working on her MBA because all of her classes were on Saturdays, and her dance studio classes met on Saturdays. But hopefully she will attend this year. But just to be a member of a group just because you want to be an AKA, I don't think that's a good reason. And I think that those new sorors that are coming in should want to do the very best they can to carry on our legacy.
Excellent. What would you like for us to remember about you?
Well, that I was a golden soror with life membership. I think I have been a committed soror, and I deeply value the relationship of those sorors who were good to me, who were caring, and such as the three that I mentioned. And I just want to be remembered as being a good person.
Well, Sor Virginia, is there anything else you would like to share with us, or maybe one more great AKA story?
I went to a grocery store in Kansas City in the Westport area one day. And when I got to the checkout stand, I didn't have my bill folder. So I did have a checkbook, and I wrote a check. And the manager came over and said, "Ma'am, we can't take that. Do you have any ID?" I said, "I don't have my bill folder." "No, I don't." And the cashier said to her, "I will okay the check for her." And the manager said, "Okay, if you take responsibility for this lady's check, fine." And she walked away. So I thanked her, and I said, "Well, why did you do that?" And she said, "You're an AKA." She was a Caucasian lady. I had this AKA necklace on. And I said, "Ann?" She said, "My daughter is biracial, and she attends the University of Missouri. And I know all about sororities and fraternities. And I felt that if you were an AKA, you were a good person and you were responsible." And I thanked her. And I had said to her, and then she said, "And I hope you find your bill folder." So I went out I was driving my husband's truck, and I went out in the parking lot of Sunfresh. I think it was something else at the time. But anyway, and found my bill folder. And I took it back. I was in a hurry, and I took it back to her to make sure that this lady the manager knew that I had not, that I was a person of my word. And I did find my billfold, so I took it back and I showed her my ID. And I thought that was an interesting story.
Yes, it is. That was very interesting. It spoke volume in terms of your character, Sir Virginia. Thank you, Sir Virginia, for sharing your story. This concludes the recording.
Well, thank you.
Thank you again. This concludes the recording for Life Member Golden Soror Virginia Potts Jones on June 4th, 2016, here at the Midwest Genealogy Center in Independence, Missouri. Thank you.
Thank you.